coming up next on the Journey with James podcast.
They pretty much told me who they were, but I chose not to believe it per se. Like, I kind of glossed over it, you know.
Inspiration, motivation, encouragement. The Journey with James podcast starts right now.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Journey with James podcast. This is season 3 of the podcast, and this is episode number 6. I got it up. If you're watching the video, you'll see me holding up 6. Let me see. My hands are always ashy. I don't know why. Well, I guess I know why. I need to put lotion on, right? And I do, you know, but sometimes these hands just get the worst of me. But with all that said, I'm just kidding around. I am so glad that you guys have joined me again today for this edition of the podcast. I pray that everything's good for you guys. I pray that you've been having great days. I pray that you have been encouraged in every way possible. Sorry about that. I'm just checking out some the audio. But I just hope that you guys have been really encouraged over the last few days and weeks and months. Can you believe it? We are in November. Oh, my goodness. We are in November. Thanksgiving is around the corner. It is crazy how super duper Doppler fast. They have Super Doppler 10 here in my region, the local station. They say Super Doppler 10, but it's a super duper 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 crazy how fast this year has went. And even last year went super fast. And they say as you get older, maybe it's just me, they say as you get older, you know, time seems to go pretty fast. And I must say, if that's the case, it is so true. Time is going super fast and time waits for no one. So, you know, you may be a little encouraged, you may be a little discouraged. Because you didn't get to accomplish some of the goals that you wanted to accomplish this year, or you feel like that it was just so much chaotic stuff going on in your life. But let me assure you, I always say this, this too shall pass and that better days are ahead for you. Yes, you may see me. I have a different hairstyle right now. I've been trying different hairstyles and just enjoying different, enjoying change. And so I've had the cornrows. So I've tried the two strand twist is what you see here. And who knows what'll be next. But I'm going to keep letting this hair grow. I'm not going to cut it anytime soon. We're going to see how long it grows. When I took out the cornrows, my sister, rather, she took out the cornrows. Thank you, sis. I always beg her to do that for me. I don't beg her, but, you know, she doesn't. Sometimes she's reluctant, but she ends up doing it. But with that said, for those who are watching, my hair has gotten real long. So, yeah, it's all about just changing, evolving and growing and trying new things. And I'm all about that. So I'm excited about even the new styles that I have. And today's topic, I'll get right to it. Today's topic is, and I know you guys have probably heard this particular saying before. It's a famous saying made by Maya Angelou. It says, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. Let me say that again. When people show you who you are, believe them the first time. I have heard this saying years ago, and I know Oprah Winfrey, actually, she said it on her show, and she had like a little get together with some girls and Maya Angelou, some women, I should say. Maya Angelou was there and they were having a conversation. And the backstory is Oprah, I guess she was in a relationship with someone and they were they wasn't too nice to her. You know, they would say different things. They pretty much told her who they were. But she didn't choose to believe that. You know, she would stand by the phone waiting for him to call and just so many different things, different scenarios that became one-sided for her, you know, and it made her feel away. And Maya said to her, and I'm paraphrasing all this, you can go back and look on YouTube at this. She paraphrased and said, well, they basically, he told you who he was, you know. And so I guess in that instance, she understood that you can't get mad at the fact that they're doing what they're doing because they pretty much told you who they were. And so it shouldn't take you, for her instance, I think 29, 30, I don't know how many times it is. It shouldn't take you that many times to realize that and grow from it. And so it did at that time when I listened to it years ago, it didn't resonate as much. It was a good saying and all that stuff. But recently that became a part of my growing and part of my healing. And I'm still healing. Because I've endured that for someone previously, just recently, but also just thinking back at some other things, some other people who have done the same, and they pretty much told me who they were, but I chose not to believe it per se. Like, I kind of glossed over it, you know, because one thing I realized and one thing I want you guys to understand is clearly is that everybody has some things they're going through, some issues, some things they struggle with, some things that they're working on. But it's a difference when you are willing to work on those things. There's a difference when you're willing to be truthful and honest about it. And so someone told me who they were, basically, in so many words, from the very beginning. And I chose to gloss over that only because I feel like, okay, well, just talk. Let's just talk. They're not like that. But over time, what they said they were actually came to fruition. And, you know, it's sad because a lot of things traumatically happened to me because of it. And I'm not just picking on just one person in particular. And something happened to me recently, yes. But I'm talking about over the years, like just thinking about some of the people who did that, who I didn't choose to believe, who I allowed to take advantage of me, who I allowed to play with my emotions on an emotional roller coaster, who I allowed to make me feel a way and manipulate me, all because I chose to not believe what they told me. And so I look back at that, I kind of laugh at it now. I laugh at it in a way of like, I just can't believe I allowed myself to do that. But then again, I understand that we go through things and we learn and have lessons through things. And so, yes, maybe I needed to go through that so that I can get to this point to be able to encourage someone else to see the signs of this and to understand that what Maya Angelou said is so right. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time. And so it makes me think about three different things that I think that will help you guys. And the first thing that I thought of in this whole scenario of people believing them the first time is actions always speak louder than your words. And so words were always spoken to me that, you know, at times were so kind and so just this and that, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Broken promises, basically. And I realized something, that your actions is the key to your truth. So what do I mean by that? Actions speak louder than words. So you can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do. Let me just rephrase that. I'm sorry. You can say what you want to say. You can say it all day till you're blue in the face. All the words that people need to hear are that particular person that you know will want to hear. But at the end of the day, it's your actions that's going to speak that truth of what you said. So what you're speaking, is it the truth? Because if it's the truth, it'll show in what you do. And so you cannot manipulate people. You cannot talk about people and feel a certain way about people and then look in their face and smile and look in their face and make them feel like, oh, you are the greatest thing in the world. But yet your actions didn't show it. And yet you really don't like them, you know? And so it's the craziest thing. So when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. If their words don't match up with their actions, and I'm not saying that, you know, you just cut them off the very first time you notice it. But if you start noticing a pattern of words spoken but actions not matching, or changing their mind every 2, 3, 4 seconds, it seems, you know, then maybe you need to evaluate and really think about, what are they showing you? Because their actions are speaking. Believe it. And so that's one thing I come to understand. And I'm very conscious of it now. Not saying I'm perfectly, you know, completely healed of it, but now that I've been through it, I can recognize it a little bit quicker because I've always been a stickler of this. Actions speak louder than words, but it's your actions that's going to speak that truth. It's going to speak those words that you said. So it's twofold. You speak your words, but your actions got to show. And so secondly, that we have to understand that manipulation is real. Narcissism is real. All that stuff is real. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't even realize they have those type of behaviors. Some people don't have it, but, you know, they have those traits of it. And if you start to feel like, well, what in the world is it me? Oh, maybe I did this wrong. Maybe I did that wrong. You know that you're a good person. You know that your intentions are great. And you know that you're not hurting anybody. You know full well. Then maybe you need to check that too with the person, because actions speak louder than words. And I shouldn't say ask me that, but when people tell you who do I believe in the first time, and if that's occurring and you starting to question yourself, and you know goodness well you didn't do anything wrong, and then you ask and they say you haven't done anything wrong, but yet they make you feel like you're doing anything wrong, and they make you feel like you're the worst person, and you complain too much, you do this, you do that, then maybe it's not you. Maybe it's them. And I'm the type of person, and this is something I've learned through therapy that the therapist brought to my attention. I'm the type of person that's real. Like, I don't mind admitting my faults. And so we're not perfect in any relationship, friendship, or whatever. We have our faults. We have our things that we go through, and we should admit it, you know, ask for forgiveness, grow from it, or whatever. But one thing that I have found myself doing a lot is trying to find the fault in me and not trying to put the blame at anybody else, or not even, you know, being real about what the situation is. So I was always looking out for the people who were abusing them, manipulating them, treating me in such a way. And then I'll take on, like, it's all my fault. So I find myself apologizing for stuff I shouldn't apologize for. I find myself trying to make them look good, and why I'm the one is looking bad, when really it's really not me. I'm a person that if I feel something, something's not right, something's not off, something's off, and something, somebody's standoff, or somebody's push off, or whatever, I'm going to speak on it. And it's okay to speak on it. And it's okay to deal with your emotions. It's okay to say what you got to say. That doesn't mean you're complaining. It doesn't mean you're pointing something out that's different in hopes that it will get better. When you love somebody, you do that. When you love somebody for real, you do that. You're like, look, I don't like that. Maybe what's going on here? But when people start twisting and making it feel like it's all you, then that's a problem. And so I got in this thing where my mind was just thrown, traumatized, because I'm like, what in the world am I doing that's so bad that they don't like me? You know, I'm the worst person. Why? Is it enviousness or jealousy? What? I don't know. I don't participate in that. Like, I'm not envious of people or jealous of people. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how to recognize that kind of stuff. And from talking to people about different scenarios, yes, that could be the point. But my point in this is controlling is real. Manipulation, just trying to twist the thing, making it feel like it's you, is real. And you need to recognize it for what it is. If it's something that you know that isn't right, it's okay to look over it and make sure, okay, what I've done wrong, then you can admit your wrongs. But don't make them look all like they all got it together, when you know full well they're wrong, and then you left wondering, what in the world? Why am I apologizing? What? I just clearly, like, it's obvious. So understand that narcissism, control, manipulation, that stuff is real. And you have to recognize it, because, again, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. And the last thing I want to speak on is you can be free from that bondage. You have to run, get away, do what you got to do. Because if you're not free from that, you're going to continue to be hurt from that. You're going to continue to be traumatized from that, from people's ways. And I always stress this, and I say it again, yes, we're not perfect. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm perfect. I'm not sitting here saying I don't do wrongs or whatever. But I will hope that a true friend or a family member or a lover, if I have a lover in my life, you know, all those things, those people that are close to me, I will hope that they will talk to me about it and be real and not point fingers, but to do it in love so that we can grow and that I can grow. So that's been talked about behind the back and laughed at as if I'm not up, like I'm just oblivious to it. You know, it's just, it's the craziest thing. But I will say you can be free from it. And one way that I'm learning, that I'm getting free from this manipulation and people speaking one thing and doing another and just not believing people the first time, it's through therapy. Therapy is helping me to realize that. Therapy is opening my eyes to things I didn't even ever realize. And I think some people may be afraid because I finally come to myself and understand some things that's been going on, it's just not right. And through therapy, I'm able to recognize it for what it is. And through therapy, I'm able to recognize that I don't take the blame for everything like I have been. I've been taking the blame for everybody's things, and because I wanted people to know that I am not perfect. And so, yes, some things I do take, but I don't need to take everything. So therapy has really helped me to be free from the bondage. Now, I have to be conscious and I got to be aware. but it helps me to be free from the bondage of people really show me who they are in the bad, negative way. And I don't believe them, but now I do. And I'm going to be better for it. But I always want to give a flip side to this. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time, can be a positive thing. Some people show you who they are. They're kind. They're conscious. They're empathetic. They say they're going to do something. They actually do it. That's integrity. They come with trustworthiness and loyalty. When people show you that consistently, believe them. Don't push them away. Embrace them, because those people, especially nowadays, those people are hard to find. So it's a flip side to it. When people show you who y'all believe them in a negative way, they show you different things they do, and you know full well you need to believe them, and you don't, then you're doing yourself a disservice. I've been there. I've done that. And so now when people show me who they are, even they tell me who they are, I'm going to listen and I'm going to believe that. I'm thinking back on some things that was been said. I was like, oh, I should have believed that the first time, because they said it out their mouth. Or these people said it out their mouth. But also the flip side to that is when people show you who they are, believe them in a positive way. If they show kindness, loyalty, just being a good person, a person that's not going to talk behind your back and not going to laugh in your face, they're not going to treat you in such a way and they're not going to lie to you. You need to embrace those friendships, relationships, whatever it is, embrace it, because those are hard to find. My goodness, this thing is touching me so good. And that's why I love talking on The Journey with James. I'm getting open and transparent and honest with you guys, because I'm sure some of you have been what I've been through, or you know someone who has been through what I've been through. So with that said, spread the word. Give it to somebody that can help them, encourage them. Give this podcast to somebody. Let them know how to find it. You can find it on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and really any streaming entity that you use. Just type in The Journey with James Podcast and I should pop right up. So that's it for this edition. I hope that it's encouraged your heart. I hope it has blessed you. I hope that you have gotten something out of that. And I hope you understand that when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. Maya Angelou was on to something real and right. She knows what that's wisdom right there. Rather in a good way or a bad way, believe in the first time and adjust and respond accordingly, okay? God bless you guys, and thanks for joining me on this edition, Season 3, Episode 6 of the Journey with James Podcast. Take care and God bless. Have a question, comment, or topic idea for the Journey with James podcast? If so, you can email us at journeywithjames@outlook.com. And remember, you can catch past episodes of the Journey with James podcast by going to Apple, Spotify, Google, or any other podcast entity.